It is good to be here once again on the first day of the week. Happy to have everyone here. Appreciate your attendance. And the Brother Victor, Ashley, and Nova, Brother Victor's doing some preaching in Morgantown. So he's not going to be with us this morning. Appreciate his ability there. I want to go to Psalms 19, and we're going to talk about the glory of God. The glory of God. While you're finding that, Psalms chapter 19, the word glory means great honor or fame, or its source, adoration, great splendor, prosperity, heavenly bliss. The glory of God. Great honor. It's an honor to be a servant of God. And so what we'll do, we'll read Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6. I'm not going to try to do the whole chapter. We're going to have a part 2. And this is to the chief musician, a psalm of David. And David tells us it's a lot of good lessons that we can get right here in these 6 verses. And I'll read them, and then we'll come back to verse 1 and explain what he's talking about there. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle, or a tent, if you're reading from the old King James, for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. Now go back to verse 1 with me. And the psalmist David, he says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Handiwork is the work of God's hand. But look at that word, the heavens. We know there's 3 heavens, of course. And the heavens where the birds fly, and then there's the heavens where the stars and the moon is, and then there's a third heaven where God is. So he says, the heavens declare. I looked up the word declare. Declare signifies to announce, to tell. Okay? The heavens declare, announce, it tells the glory of God. And the firmament, which is the heavens, show his handiwork. Then look at verse 2. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. Here in verse 2. Now the thought is, here in verse 2, the thought is that God, that from day to day, that from day to day, the declaration of God's glory is known by the evidence in the heavens as mentioned in verse 1. So let me say that again. The thought is that from day to day, the declaration of God's glory is known by the evidence in the heavens, as mentioned in verse 1. Then look at verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That's in verse 3. What do we have here? Well, when a man looks up at the sun and the stars, he should be filled with awe by the silent tribute to the power and wisdom of the Creator. Everyone can see God's power by looking up. If people would just stop, but I know we're so busy. We're just so busy. And I understand that. I was in the secular work area, and man, we just busy all the time, and you gotta do something you got a time limit on everything. And we're just so busy. And then even when you get off of work, you got things to do. And sometimes we don't stop. We don't go outside at night or maybe in the daytime, even on the Saturday or when you get off from work, and just look at what God has made for us.
Amen.
He made it for us.
Amen.
Everyone can see God's power by looking up. It don't matter what language you speak. If you look up, you can see God's power. God's people don't doubt God's power when it comes to creation. We look up, we see creation, we don't doubt God's power. Why should we read the Bible and doubt His power in other things? See? But we doubt God's power. We read the Bible. We see what God says. We see that He says He's going to take care of us. We see and read that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We read about His everlasting arm. His hand will protect us. And then we doubt. We should not doubt. We shouldn't doubt. Just like we don't doubt the heavens and the earth. We look up. We know God sends the rain, the lightning, the thunder. He's showing His power. When that lightning goes across the sky, that's God. He's showing His power. And we shouldn't doubt anything that God does. Now, if you would, look at verse 4. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And that's in verse 4. What do we have here? These divine announcements are made to those who would look up and see them. There are lessons that we can see that God shows us by creation and nature. The clouds, the sun, the sky. At night, the stars, the moon. God is awesome. And then there's times we see the rainbow. Somebody said they seen the rainbow here the other day. And all this is showing God's power. And He's awesome. Read verse 4 again. Their line, you can think of a line. You know what a line is. A line of, you know, doing any carpet work, you got a line for the wall or whatever the case may be. I think that's what it has reference to. But here, their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. David talks about the sun there. He uses the sun that we've been dealing with. And David, he talks about the sun. The Egyptian civilization worshiped the sun as the power behind all other powers. See, there are people who worship the sun. That's a no-no. It's beautiful. It gives warm. It warms us. It gives us light. But we don't worship the sun. So the Egyptians civilization worshiped the sun as the power behind all other power. But this psalm declares that God is the power behind all other power. See, God is the power. But this psalm declares that God is the power holding up the sun. See, without God, the sun couldn't even stay where in its place. God holds up the sun. Don't worship the sun, worship God. He's the one who holds it up. In a sense, God has made a tent. I thought this was neat. In a sense, God has made a tent for it in the heavenly expanse. Talking about the sun now. In a sense, God has made a tent for the sun. Tent may be synonymous with night, referring to where the sun goes at evening. Can you picture that? Just picture a tent where the sun goes in at night. And it's not, if it's in that tent, it's not going to give any light. And then the next morning it comes out of the tent and it gives light and warms the earth and warms us. Tent may be synonymous with night, referring to where the sun goes at evening. God has everlasting power. He will never fail us. And the sun don't fail us. God don't fail us. Now we're going to read verses 4, 5, and 6 to try to keep this all together here. 4, 5, and 6. Look at verse 4 again. Read 4, 5, and 6. Then I'll go back to verse 5. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle, or a tent, for the sun. Remember, you kind of explained that just a few minutes ago. In them he has set a tent or a tabernacle for the sun. Verse 5, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of the heaven and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. The sun, as we talk about, continue to talk about the sun here, the sun is a bridegroom, the psalmist tells us, coming out of his chamber, coming up each morning and moving across the sky in a mysterious manner. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his house, handsomely arrayed, radiating youthful happiness. He wants to see that bride. And setting out to claim his bride. You can get a picture of that. That bridegroom ain't staying in that house. He's coming out of that house to get that bride when it's time to marry her. To change the figure, we're going to change this figure here. The rising sun, Phyllis is smiling at me. The rising sun rejoices as a strong man who is about to run his course. In its appearance, the sun is like a courageous man, prepared, confident, eager, determined, and ready to run in a race or go to battle to prove his strength and defend and protect his country. Now look at verse 6 again with me. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The sun, like the stars, brings its message to every gazing eye. if they would look up. Its rising is from one end of the heavens and its circuit to the other end of them. It obediently runs its God-given track, spreading its influence across the planet. Talked about the sun. There is nothing hidden from its heat. Its healing is felt by people from one end of the globe to the other. They can feel the heat. When the sun comes out, you enjoy the sun. I know sometimes it can be extremely hot, but we enjoy the sun. If anyone anywhere should miss the lesson that the sun teaches, it is not because he has not been blessed by its rays or been under the spell of its warmth. If he missed the lesson, he just not paying attention to God's word. That's my point. Who can miss the truth of God's nature as preached by the heavens? In one sense, you can see a sermon by nature, by looking up. If you at nighttime, and I remember back when I was a boy, a kid, and stayed with my grandparents, at night we'd go outside and just lay on the ground and look up, and I mean, you could see so many stars, it'd just be beautiful. God did all that for us. He did it for you and me, for our pleasure. And so God speaks to every person throughout the day and night. He speaks to us at night. He speaks to us in the daytime. The rainbow. He said there will be a token that there will be no flood again. He's not going to ever destroy the world with water, with the flood. And the rainbow proves that. It's a token that God's not going to destroy the earth with water. He's going to do it with fire. But there's a lesson there that we just never forget. And when you see the rainbow, you're driving down the interstate 65. Several times I've seen it. When I used to work, from secular work, I still work. Somebody said, you preachers don't work. Preaching is work. But anyway, driving down the going home or work, delivering those parts after the rain, I see a beautiful rainbow in the clouds. Every time I see that, I think about Noah. God's not going to destroy the earth with water. So God still, he speaks to us, not audibly, but through his word. He speaks to us, and he speaks to us through creation. I think so. You hear that lightning, he speaketh. That thunder, whoo. I remember one time at Old Thurden Park, I was preaching up a storm, so to speak. And that thunder hit, I didn't know what happened. I didn't realize it was so loud. It's real loud, it wham! I was shuffled to the left or to the right. I said, I'm not leaving y'all there. I'm just trying to take cover. But God speaks to every person through the day and the night, through every hour and minute, telling them and telling us who he is and what he has done. See, he has left himself the witness of the heavens. And we are wise. We are very wise when we serve God. We're just wise when we serve God.
Amen.
I know Christians, we struggle with things. I struggle with stuff. But we're wise when we serve God. We are foolish when we don't serve him. Let's look at Acts 14 and verse 17. I'm going to wrap this up. Like I said, I'm not going to try to do all of this. Take too long to do that. I want to keep your attention if I can. But in Acts chapter 14, and verse 17. And my point is this, There's just no excuse for people not knowing the God of heaven. There's just no excuse for that. One man, when I was out doing personal work, he said, I'm an atheist. He said, I'm an atheist. And we'd be kind to those people, but just kind to tell them, you're an atheist? Then look up. You can see God's glory. One man said, I was doing some personal work another time, and I was just got finished with one house, and he was going to his car, and I stopped him. He said, I am a devout atheist. Tell them people, I know, but look up and see the glory of God. Don't you see what God, there is a God, and he is alive. In him we live and we survive. In God we live, move, and have our being. And without him, we're nothing. We couldn't even get up.
Amen.
So let's look at this. Acts 14 and verse 17. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good. There were people who worshiped idols. There was no excuse for that. Gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. See what he does there? He fills our hearts with food and gladness. One more scripture, Romans 1 and verse 20. They are without excuse. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. Look at verse 19. I'll just go ahead and do that. Verse 19. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Romans 1, and look at verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. People need to look up and see God. You need to look up. You can see that there is a God. And then people just need to search for God and look for the Word of God, the Bible, and start reading the Bible. And they can know more about God.
Amen.
I remember Brother Davis and I was talking the other day, and he had a real good point. Said at his sister's funeral, he had a word or two to say, and he told the people, read the Bible. Read the Bible. And that he did the right thing by explaining to them, read the Bible, you can know about God, he'll tell you what to do to be saved. If we would just study and read and look up and see the glory of God. There may be someone out there who's not a Christian. You need to become a Christian, and God's word will tell you what to do. If you want to become a Christian, the book of Acts is a book of conversion. The book of Acts. And read the book of Acts. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know what to read. Well, start reading the book of Acts.
Amen.
And then read Ephesians and Colossians and those books that tell you how to live. And you're going to be all right when you follow God's word. Must hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess Christ before men, and be buried with Christ in baptism.
Amen.
For those who are Christians, and sometimes people get off track, God got a plan for those who get off track. He said, repent and pray. He tells us to confess our sins to him, repent, and he'll forgive us. Amen. See, we serve a wonderful God. If you're subject to the gospel call in any way, we're going to sing the song that has been selected, 647. And I'm going to go ahead and put that on tape. This song is so beautiful, I'm going to put it on tape. The way that he loves is as fair as the day that blesses my way with life. Sing.
Because of